There's been a lot of discussion of the Ignite engine, but how is the Ignite engine really going to change Madden?
So, you know, the Ignite engine is a, you know, it's a suite of technologies that have come from a combination of Tiburon, EA Canada, across many of our franchises, whether it's FIFA, Madden, UFC, or NBA. And really, the purpose of building EA Sports Ignite was really about taking advantage of the opportunity this console transition to align a lot of the technologies across sports, get best in breed or best in class tech in every area of the game, and allow all of the teams to benefit from that. It becomes kind of a competitive advantage for us as we look into the future across all of our sports games. So how's it going to impact Madden? Well, you know, really what it is there's a, you know, it's a lot of, you know, best in class technology across things like, you know, player movement and locomotion. You know, as an example, our new two-step locomotion system was built on an Ignite technology, which is a step-based locomotion system, which was built by in a joint effort of a cross-functional team across FIFA and Madden. So one of the kind of great examples where two of our teams put our best engineers together, and they built a system together that formed the foundation, the low-level technology that drives a lot of the new player movement innovation we're putting in the game at launch this year. So, you know, player movement's one, AI, our rendering technology, and our visuals, things like living world and crowd and living sidelines, you know, all really advanced technology built by, you know, combinations of engineers that are kind of, you know, the best we have across sports working together to build things that we can all benefit from.
Okay, what is the development team really focusing on right now? I mean, you guys are a couple of months away. You still have the summer to work, but what are you guys really focusing on right now in terms of development?
Within Madden?
I mean,
we, you know, we're pre-alpha right now, so we're still bringing in our remaining features. We definitely wanted to get, you know, core kind of gameplay elements in early. So, you know, here at the show at E3 this week, we're showing off a lot of our player movement stuff, our new two-step locomotion system, where, you know, every individual step is calculated. You know, in the past, you know, our locomotion systems on previous generation hardware, you know, is very much, you know, a lot of kind of looping, repeating kind of running animations without a lot of fidelity in terms of what each individual foot plant and step would do. And now we have so much more power in terms of, you know, 10x the memory, 8x the CPU power on the new consoles. And so we can make a lot more calculations with every single frame. So, you know, building that new, you know, locomotion system so that every individual step has, you know, precise footwork was really key. So a lot of that is in now. So it's just a matter of polishing and adding content to it at this point. We're showing that off today, this week at E3. Also, our player sense feature, which is, you know, an awareness of scanning the field. We can make 50 times more contextual calculations per second than we did on Gen 3 hardware. And we use that to give our players the ability to really scan the entire field. They know everything that's going on around them. They're aware. As things happen on the fly, they can make subtle, instinctual kind of adjustments on the fly. Really, when you put that on top of the two-step locomotion system, and then when you add in kind of year two of our Infinity Engine physics, which they calculate at twice the rate, so you know, we're basically doing, you know, so many more calculations every second. Mm-hmm. So the physics are more accurate and higher fidelity. And then you layer on top our precision modifier movement, which is we're going from, you know, 8 to 38 ball carrier moves, for example. And, the combination of those four things all running in unison, you know, with a visual kind of wow factor from the, you know, the next-gen visuals that we have and the smoothness of how the game runs, it really does change the way you play and change how it feels. It really feels amazing when you pick up the controller and play our Gen 4 builds.
Considering how beefed up, you know, the AI is there any concerns that the game's going to be a lot more difficult for, you know, a casual gamer?
No, I don't think so. It's, you know, a lot of the benefits in the game that we've put in terms of AI will benefit you. You know, for example, we rewrote our O-line, D-line play from the ground up for Gen 4 consoles. And, you know, when you think about what you're, for example, your offensive line, you know, your backfield, when you go in a passing play and you drop back in the pocket, what all those guys are doing, it's some of the most complex AI in sports in terms of how linemen handle different blitz pickups and different blitz packages that get thrown at them. they really have to work in unison. And we've invested heavily in rewriting that AI system, and it's really complex and it's really impressive. But what it's doing is it's giving you the ability to step up into a real pocket and make a throw. If you look at the way people played Madden in this previous generation, there's a lot of people that'll just kind of snap the ball and they'll drop back about 20, 30 yards to try and get away from the pass rush.
Yeah.
And then they'll try to throw like a 10-yard curl. I tell you what, when you're 30 yards behind the scrimmage, the line of scrimmage, and you're throwing a 10-yard curl, that's a 40-yard pass.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to stepping up in the pocket, you know, delivering the ball maybe 5 yards from the line of scrimmage and throwing a 15-yard, you know, pass, you're going to have a lot more success stepping up in the pocket, and it's more realistic and it feels better. So, you know, that's just one example. Same thing with run blocking. You got guys, as you're going downfield, they're dynamically looking at the path that you're taking as you shift and move. And based on the path you're going, they're looking ahead at blocker or, you know, different potential threats in terms of tacklers in front of you. And they're dynamically changing their assignments and their targets in terms of who they're trying to block for you. So you're so much better supported by your teammates around you because of that AI. It actually gives you more of a chance to be successful rather than making the game harder.
How has that been to watch as far as special teams go? Because, I mean, I know, you know, seeing guys run up and make blocks on the fly, like on you know, a screen pass or something is one thing, but you have all that blocking and thinking going on in special teams. Has that been affected at all by this system?
Yeah, I mean that's essentially our run blocking system. So we definitely have dynamic run blocking that happens on the fly that feels better. So you got guys that are always predicting your path towards the end zone. They're basically, you know, we turn our debug lines and you can see the path that you're currently taking. And if you move directions, that path changes. And so your teammates will know what your path is at any given time, or they just don't have the ability to get there in time. But you're just more, you know, better supported in running down the field and trying to make something out of a play.
Okay, a lot of what we've discussed so far is for the next generation consoles, but as far as the PS3 and the 360, what are you guys doing to make... It might be one of the last, you know, editions of Madden on those systems special.
Yeah, so, I mean, we actually did a lot on our Gen 3 console version. You know, obviously, introducing our Infinity Engine Physics last year was a huge, huge effort. And, you know, had some rough edges in terms of, you know, making sure that we had great tackle wraps, making sure we had the right conservation of momentum with every collision and as you went into tackles and with multiple players and so on. There were just moments around the game where it just didn't, you know, it didn't feel right. The momentum didn't carry you through the way it felt natural. We had some things that we called banana peeling where you felt like you were supposed to go into a tackle and kind of you'd fall forward because you have the momentum, but you'd just kind of like banana peel off and fall backwards.
Yeah.
So there were just elements within our physics system that, you know, in year one that just didn't feel right. So we went in and did a significant upgrade, which is often the case. Whenever you bring in a brand new massive chunk of technology, you know, the first year you end up with some rough edges. So year two is very much about refining how it deals with momentum in every tackle and every collision. We fixed all the tackle wrapping. So, you know, players are now, there's a lot more tackle wraps. Last year there was a lot of just collisions and guys flying, you know, like they're being hit by a car. And we also cleaned up things like post-play interactions, so there's a lot less players kind of falling over each other. And some of those moments that just inherently come when you put in a procedural technology like runtime physics,
mm-hmm.
It's a much cleaner, much smoother, better physics engine in Gen 3. You know, we also, you know, made improvements to the running game. You know, last year we did an overhaul of the passing game. We added physics. So this year we wanted to make the running game on both sides of the ball, you know, better. So we got these precision modified moves we brought in. We completely built this new locomotion system on Gen 4. But on Gen 3, as part of that work, you know, I guess the best way I could describe it is we build these new technologies for Gen 4. And then we look where we can kind of mine that work for little gems or, you know, little kind of bits of tech that we can run on Gen 3. And as we overhauled our locomotion system on Gen 4, we basically took some tidbits of improving how players run. So now we actually allow people to as they're cutting down the field, they no longer run in kind of that S kind of swerve. They call it the swerve in our community. now you can flip plants. You make like 45-degree cuts, 90-degree cuts, 135, 180. It's a much more natural kind of hard cuts you can make on the field. So we improved the locomotion there. Like I said, you got the precision-modified moves. We also mined some of the blocking work that we did in Gen 4, specifically with some of the run-blocking improvements. We were able to get some of those into Gen 3, so you got better run-blocking to support you as well. And then we added our, with Connected Careers, another big tech we brought in last year, we were able to not only improve the user flow and the interface, but add a lot of depth that was missing last year, and then add on owner mode, which is a completely different role and experience that you can play in the mode. So, I think or connected franchise. So I think we made a pretty heavy investment in Gen 3 as well as we were making the transition.
Okay, how do you want this year's version of the game to be remembered? If someone says, 5 years from now, oh, yeah, you remember Madden 25, what do you want them to say?
Do you mean the Gen 3 version or the Gen 4 version?
The Gen, we'll do both. Obviously, we'll do the Gen 3 first and then the Gen 4. And obviously, it's like two different answers because one's the first edition on the new system and then the other one's kind of like, a last hurrah of sorts.
So, when we set out to kind of figure out what we were going to do during this cycle, internally we kind of give kind of our product themes and kind of philosophies on what we're really trying to accomplish. And when we looked at our design for Gen 3, the first thing we wrote on the board was deliver the promise. And, we really feel like, over the last kind of year and a half, 2 years, which is really since I've been down at Tiburon and working with kind of our new team, and we've brought in a lot of new staff, we kicked off kind of the initiative around runtime physics, overhauling passing game, running game, new locomotion, new O-line, D-line. And as we're making these investments in the fundamentals, we really felt like coming out of last year, we had two really strong kind of entries into the product with physics and connected careers, but both of them had some rough edges. And so the key was get those things to feel really good. Deliver on the promise that physics kind of introduced last year. Deliver on the promise of what connected careers was going to become, and that's what we're doing with connected franchise. Add all of the depth and polish that it needs, but then add a whole new mode on top of it that connects with it in owner mode. So really it was about that theme. Deliver the promise. Like 25 years of innovation. Make Madden 25 the best, most polished experience that you've ever had on Madden Gen 3. Kind of a culmination at the end of a console cycle to kind of celebrate everything we've done in the last few years. And Gen 4 was really about, delivering on the future. And we want everyone to kind of, not only do we want them to have a visual wow moment when they see the detail and the amazing visuals that we have on the field, on the characters, in the crowds, but we really want the game to just feel super smooth. We want player movement, intelligence to take a huge leap forward. It should be undeniable when you grab the controller and feel the game on Gen 4. It's just a huge leap forward in terms of what the experience feels like. And then add that emotional element of the living world. So when you're in that stadium and it's jam-packed with, 70,000 fans, and, we're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 characters roaming around on the sidelines reacting to what you're doing. There's just an emotional kind of element of having that world dynamically react to what you do. As you run down the sideline, you run down your own sideline, your teammates are jumping up and down, you see the crowd reacting, just the crowd erupt as you go down the sideline and score. Something we've never really been able to deliver on in Gen 3, and Gen 4 is going to really introduce that element and bring that exciting atmosphere that you get, on an NFL Sunday.